Hi, and welcome back. I'm Jamie, and I am a Blues Disciple. Grab yourself a cup of coffee, maybe a bottle of wine, and a little Jelly Roll Sweetheart, and please spend the next half hour enjoying some pretty good blues music and a little conversation. We hope to touch your soul and please your heart. Now, first up this week, we have a gentleman who had a substantial physical presence at 6'3" and 300 pounds, Chester Arthur Burnett, or as he is best known, Howlin' Wolf. Born in Mississippi in 1910 and died in 1974, Howlin' Wolf first played with Charlie Patton, a very popular first-generation blues man, and Wolf learned a great deal about performing from Charlie. Wolf moved up to Mississippi early on in his career and fine-tuned his guitar and vocal skills and learned to play harp with help from Sonny Boy Williamson, too. In 1952, when Wolf moved to Chicago, he had saved up the incredible sum of $4,000 to $5,000, which was very unusual for a blues man of the time. Wolf's business skills were unique and substantial. In contrast to the hand-to-mouth existence of many blues bands, Wolf paid his band members regular salaries and provided health insurance when no other bands did. Howlin' Wolf's legacy lives on today as a substantial presence in our everyday lives as we hear Smokestack Lightning playing in the background for Viagra commercials. That's the Wolf. Now here's one of Wolf's signature songs, Evil.
After a long way from home, can't sleep at night, grab your telephone, something just ain't right. That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home. Well, long way from home and can't sleep at all. You know another mule is kicking in your stall. That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home. Smoking off you half the whole boat.
That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home.
To your house, knock on the front door, run around to the back, you'll catch him dead before he goes.
That's evil. Evil is going on. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home.
Our next artist is Samuel John Lightnin' Hopkins, born in Texas in 1912 and passed away in 1982. He first picked up the guitar at the age of 8 when he met the famous blues man Blind Lemon Jefferson at a church picnic. Lightnin's style developed to become a master of the talking blues. Lightnin' was a poet. He told interesting and often funny stories with his 12-bar blues songs. Lightnin's playing style is very unique, and you can hear him playing bass, rhythm, lead, and percussion all at the same time. Here's Lightnin' Hopkins with Ball-Headed Woman.
Give me, I'm gonna take it. Back that wig I bought you, woman. Oh, Lord, let your doggone head go bald. Give me back that wig I bought you, woman. I'm mad at you as I can be. Let your doggone head go bald. You know the special liver brought me a letter this morning crying. Woman, you don't need no hair at all. Special liver man said, see you on the corner last night. You was talking with another man. He said you was stacking all around with a whiskey bottle in your hand. I said, give me back that wig I bought you. Oh, Lord, let your doggone head go, boy. Yes, you know the news I got from downtown. Woman, you don't need no hair at all. What you want with a woman that ain't got no hair? What's the matter with you, girl? I'm just gonna tell you, full lightning is fair. I'm just gonna cut out one of these little locks of my hair, cause I don't be bothered with you no more. Yes, I want you to have plenty of hair here. Every place we go.
Now we have Susan Tedeschi. Susan was born in Boston in 1970 and is still very much a rising blues star. She grew up in the Boston area and started her entertainment career as a six-year-old in a Broadway production. Early on, she was influenced by gospel music from an African-American Baptist church she attended as a teen and learned blues guitar from a local musician. Susan had early successes with her first Just Won't Burn album. As she developed, Susan opened for B.B. King, Taj Mahal, Bob Dylan, and the Allman Brothers. This is where she met her future husband, guitar great Derek Trucks. She and Derek formed the Tedeschi Trucks Band around 2010 and now pursue their love of music and the blues as a team. Here is Susan Tedeschi with Soul of a Man.
Something too deep. just wouldn't understand. My love for man is something I can't explain, and every tear that I shed, I know it's wasted in vain. But the sun got to be the soul of a man. I cried and I cried till I just can't cry no more. I know the man don't love me, but he won't let me go. He controls my heart, my mind and my soul. Yeah, he's got the power to make me stay. Oh, when I really wanna go. The soul of a man turns my mind to pride and takes my helpless heart and turns it upside down. And the whole world wants to know why I love him so. And it must be, oh, it's got to be the soul of a man.
And if you want to comment, please shoot me an email at Jamie, that's J-A-M-I-E, at bluesdisciples.org. Now, we're going to move into big-time show business a little bit with a manufactured band made from a group of very accomplished artists in their own rights, with most accomplished in the blues genre, men like Steve Cropper, Tom Malone, Matt Guitar Murphy, Duck Dunn, Blue Lou Marini, Paul Schaefer, and Alan Rubin. Leading this group was Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi of Saturday Night Live fame. It's the Blues Brothers with what I think is their best offering from their album, Briefcase Full of Blues. Without the quality of the performers and the quality of the song itself, written by one of the men on whom the Blues Brothers were based, Canadian Hawk Walsh, this song could arguably be called a novelty. Of course it's not. Here's a very good Shotgun Blues.
Every night I go to sleep, the blues fall down like rain. Every night I go to sleep, the blues fall down like rain. Cheap whiskey just to try to ease the pain. Well, it's hard to gamble when you lose every bet. Hard to save money when you're 20 years in debt. The blues is falling
falling down on me like rain. I'm gonna take a shotgun now, people, and disconnect my brain.
I'd like to introduce you to Blind Willie Johnson. Born in Texas around 1897 and passed away in 1945, Johnson became a street preacher and gospel musician with a genius slide guitar style and what is termed a chest voice. Johnson's natural singing voice is a tenor, but most of the vocals that he sang were in a gravelly bass chest voice that accomplished its purpose of getting the attention of the men and women on the streets to listen to Johnson's sidewalk gospel singing and preaching. Johnson only recorded 30 songs over a three-year period from 1927 to 1930. After that, he continued to preach and sing on the streets of Texas, but recorded no more. Johnson's talent and songs influenced many artists of the future, and his songs have been covered by artists such as the Staple Singers, Eric Clapton, Bob Dylan, Lucinda Williams, and even Peter, Paul, and Mary. I chose Let Your Light Shine on Me for its upbeat message and so that you can hear the two singing voices of Blind Willie Johnson. Here's Let Your Light Shine On Me.
Let it shine on me. Let it shine on me. Let your light from the light out shine on me. Let it shine on me. Let it shine on me. Let your light from the light out shine on. My Lord, he done just what he said. Let your light from the light out shine on me. Heal the sick and raise the dead. Let your light from the light out shine on. Oh, let it shine on. Oh, let it shine on. Let your light from the light out shine on me. Shine on. Oh, let it shine on. Let your light from the light out shine on.
I know I've got religion and I ain't ashamed. Let your light from the lighthouse shine on me. Angels in heaven down the road, my name. Let your light from the lighthouse shine on. Let it shine on. Let it shine on. Let your light from the light out shine on me. Shine on. Let it shine on. Let your light from the light out shine on. Let it shine on. Let it shine on. Let your light from the light out shine on me. Shine on, and let it shine on. Let your light from the light out shine on me. Shine on, and let it shine on. Let your light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on, and let it shine on. Let your light.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as the old blues man Piano Red used to say, I hates to left you, but I gots to went. So we'll finish up today with a song by Janis Joplin. I played another of Janis's songs a couple of weeks ago to show her love and talent for the blues. Janis moved to the San Francisco Bay Area in 1963, and then in 1964, she met up with guitarist Jorma Kaukonen about a year before he helped form what became the Jefferson Airplanes. Janis and Jorma were rehearsing for a benefit performance and taped six known songs on Jorma's home tape recorder. Jorma's wife can be heard on the tape in the background typing away on a manual typewriter, purportedly writing a letter to her mother. The recorded tape was never brought to light or commercially recorded during Janis's life, but has found its way into infamy as the famous bootleg typewriter tape. Here is one of those songs, Hesitation Blues.
All right, everybody ready on the typewriter? One, two.